November 28th, Saturday. How will you pray? The seven applications of prayer. The most important matters in life, such as your thoughts, heart, and soul, are unseen. Although you can physically see your fingers, you can't see your thoughts and soul. Visible matters are fake. Even though you cannot see God, He is with you. That's why He is spirit. When you go to worship God, He gives to you answers that are unseen. Number 1. Covenantal prayer. Find answers within all your problems. Number 2. Worship prayer. God receives your worship and begins to work. Number 3. Scheduled prayer. You can use your prayer journal at the most optimal time or talk about people who were used by God, like Abraham Lincoln. Number 4. 24-hour prayer. Even a minute of prayer looking only at God is an answer that leads to the prayer of 24 hours. Number 5. 25-hour prayer. You can save the world and Satan's kingdom through the kingdom of God. Number 6. Future prayer. You can pray for the future because you know that covenant of only Christ, which has been promised to remnants, is the sole solution to the fundamental problems of the world. Number 7. Witness prayer. Through Christ you can make the absolutely impossible that nobody can do and make everything absolutely possible. God will undoubtedly use you as a witness in this matter. The Summit Vessel of the Remnant. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Summit time, summit attitude, the summit vessel are absolutely essential to become the spiritual summit who heals the world and saves the field. If a place has been set apart for growth to take place and the gospel has been relayed so that it can be rooted at the decisive moment, all that remains is the vessel. In order to be equipped with the summit vessel, what nature do you absolutely need? Number 1. The vessel that must be prepared together at home and at church. Parents must communicate spiritually with their children from an early age. Even at church, the number one priority is for remnants to concentrate on God's Word. In order to connect the remnants' vision, dreams, and skills to all their meetings, incidents, and works, you must make daily examinations or inspections regarding their nature and spiritual systems, and prepare their summit vessels. Number 2. The summit vessel and the actualization of the RUTC must be learned in the field. Age by age, God prepared the summit vessel in the field through the Israelites and the next generation. Whenever they were enslaved, held captive, and were colonized, they connected their circumstances to the Wilderness Movement, the Mizpah Movement, the Dothan Movement, the Watchmen Movement, and the Synagogue Movement of the early church. As evidence of word fulfillment, God is actualizing the summit system through the RUTC movement. The remnants of the early church and Paul took the summit vessel and established spiritual systems in synagogues, lecture halls, and marketplaces. Religious Jewish people, Greek philosophers, Roman soldiers, and politicians were incapable of solving spiritual problems. When remnants who possess the gospel arise and become witnesses in all of Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth, the entire world will be evangelized. Dear God, please equip me with the summit vessel of a remnant to evangelize the world through the mission, internship, and life forum of the spiritual skills and cultural summits. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.